Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR6A, with the voice of the Chicago Cubs on the TV side. That is Len Casper. Len, coming out of the break, Cubs all of a sudden have things right again. All of a sudden I'm looking, it looks like 7 of 8, 8 of 9.
Yeah, Marty, it's been good. The starting pitching kind of faded at the end of the first half, but I think the four-day break was a little bit of a reset. Offensively, this team has come up with some big hits as of late, playing really well, particularly at Wrigley Field, and a reconfigured bullpen now with Aroldis Chapman and Mike Montgomery and some other changes out there. So I think the Cubs are feeling pretty good about where they are at the moment.
You know, Len Casper with us. When you look at the Cub moves, it says, well, maybe we need one here and one there. It's like the finishing touches on a 25-man roster as opposed to revamping something.
I think that's accurate. Again, the rotation had been so good in the overall that there really wasn't a spot for another starter. You'd always like to have as many starting options as you possibly can, but the top five guys have all been, knock on wood, healthy and pretty effective. Offensively, there's a ton of depth. If anything, they've got more guys than roster spots. Tommy La Stella down in the minor leagues, Jorge Soler coming off the DL. So Joe Maddon has got a lot of options, and the defensive versatility is what I really like about this club, is he can move Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, Ben Zobrist, wherever he wants defensively, and that really helps him make out that lineup that particular day to attack that other team's pitcher.
Boy, you're scaring me. This sounds pretty good.
Well, you know, look, the Cubs right now have about a 98-99% chance to make it with a big lead in the division. But as you know, once you get to October, everything changes. The Cubs ran into a hot rotation in the Mets last year, who really played, I thought, a perfect four-game series in that sweep. And Cub fans are a little worried that that could happen again. And the answer is it could. But all you can do is try to build your club to win the long haul, which they're doing here in the regular season. And that's why I think the Chapman deal was made more for October than it was really for now.
Len, of course, Saturday it's Jake Arrieta on the hill against the A's here in the Bay Area. What about Jake Arrieta? What's happened? What do you see? It's not what we saw last year or even the beginning of this year.
Yeah, the first couple of months he was really good. I think that the strategy against him is to take strikes early in the count. And, you know, you get to 1-1, and he'll throw that strike-to-ball slider. A lot of guys were swinging at that pitch last year and early this year, and they're not swinging at it now. So it's forced him to be a little bit more fine with his command. There are days, and he's admitted it, he's got so much movement on his two-seam fastball, he's not quite sure where it's going. So I think walks have been a problem, and then getting behind in the count, forcing him to make a pitch he doesn't want to make, and he's given up a few home runs. But we've seen some signs here lately that he's getting back to that guy. Marty, he may never have that stretch again. I mean, I have never seen a 25 to 30 start stretch like Jake had, so it's probably unfair to think he's going to get back to that. But is he an ace? There's no question about it.
Yeah, it's okay to be mortal. A 2.65 earned run average is okay. It really is. And 1.65 is a different league that they're in. If the playoffs started today or shortly around this time, how would the Cubs align their starting pitching?
I think it would be Arrieta 1, Lester 2. The three spot is intriguing because Kyle Hendricks right now has, I think, the third or second best ERA in all of baseball. But for me, John Lackey was brought in here on a two-year contract for one reason, and that is to pitch in big games. And it is a different situation when you get into October. So I think all else equal, you go with the veteran guys, Arrieta, Lester, Lackey, and Hendricks would be your solid four. And let's not forget Jason Hamill. If you look at his numbers, they've been really good too. So, again, it gives Joe a lot of options, but I would probably go with the three they started the year with.
Len Casper with us. You look over your shoulder at all at the Cardinals. I think the Pirates have kind of fallen back a lot right now. But what about the Cardinals?
Well, Cubs have a four-game series at Wrigley Field next weekend. So if the Cardinals come in and sweep those games, then sure, they get within four or five. Yeah. You definitely worry about them. But I think right now the Cubs just continue to do what they do. They should be in really good shape. It would take a big Cubs collapse and the Cardinals to play way better than they've played all the way through. Again, possible, but I think this team is too talented to struggle that much.
Well, Len, you've been there through good times and rebuilding times and everything. How exciting is this year for you and the Cubs?
I think this is the most exciting year in recent history for a lot of Cub fans. 03 was unbelievable. Obviously, the end was not. 07, 08 under Lou Piniella. But those felt like you were kind of you know, trying to get there with veteran guys with a shorter window. But it's opened up here. They went 97 last year. Huge expectations going into this season, but they backed him up. They've done the embrace the target thing. I think they have the right manager at the right time. And sure, Cub fans are always going to be worried about that other shoe to drop because it's in their DNA. But that's the fun of it, is you're not quite sure what's going to happen. And I think you roll the dice in October and see what happens.
Well, the Mets have certainly fallen on hard times. A lot of injuries there. The pitching is not the same. And you know how pitching goes from year to year. But the Nationals are still a team that if you match up with them in the playoffs, they give you 1, 2, and 3 as good as anybody around.
There's no question. I think the Giants are another team with that lineup. I really like this Giants ball club. They played a good series against the Cubs. I believe it was in late May in San Francisco. So I think the division leaders are all really good. Whether a wild card team jumps up and makes a big run remains to be seen. But I do think this league is top heavy. So once you get into that postseason tournament, the Cubs are not going to be playing, you know, fourth and fifth place teams.
Everybody thinks Chris Bryant's the MVP of the team. How about Dexter Fowler?
And how about Anthony Rizzo? I mean, there are a lot of good options here. Bryant might get an advantage because of his versatility. He can play third. He can play right. He can play left. He can play first if you need him. He even played an inning at shortstop this year. So that's been really impressive. But I still believe what makes this team go is Anthony Rizzo. And he gets overlooked sometimes because of all the other talent on this team. Without him, I don't think they'd be in the position they're in.
All right. Great to see you in the Bay Area as always. Giants come to Chicago at the end of the month.
Yeah, should be fun, Marty. Always a pleasure. And I have this weird feeling that we're going to be back here in October, too, at some point.
All right, that's Len Casper, voice of the Chicago Cubs. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.